Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening. My name is Robin Tate. I am in Northern Ireland, and this is the Overseas Connection podcast. Believe it or not, this is the one before 600. This is episode 500. For the 4th of October 2020. How'd that happen? 600 episodes next week. That's fantastic. Tonight, we are here to talk a little bit about video games. We'll talk about life, I suppose, and things that are going on with us. Hopefully you find that interesting enough. I think everybody likes to be the fly on the wall and hear what we're all up to see if we're all normal or not. We podcast live every single week on a Sunday night at about 9 o'clock in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 1 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. for Central Time. That's on twitch.tv / OC podcast. So start there and you'll find us. Okay, so I'm Robin Tate. That's at Bongo the Sane. And I've been around for a while. I'm an outbugger. And I've got another outbugger with me, which is spinning the decks and doing things rapidly. Mark, hello, Mark.
Hello, Robin. Yes, I'm also old and in the second half of the half century club. So yeah, how's it going?
Good, thank you. And we have Pete there. Pete has frozen. Turn your lights.
I'm still here. Maybe not in the flesh, but yes. By sound.
Turn your background thing off, Pete. There, maybe that might help. And Kim, good evening, Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
Kim, can we just start straight away? It is the beginning of the.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is
priorities,
indeed.
Get priorities that way.
We have a Woodcutter Geralt.
Woodcutter Geralt. Lumberjack Geralt.
Lumberjack Geralt, yeah. Oh, I guess one could say even Huntsman Geralt, I suppose. And, come here. And then we have Jason Armani. Your guess is which is which.
Oh, Pete will be impressed with the tats. Pete's back, yay!
Right. So, I mean, if I said the man, would it be which one would it be? Would it be the guy with the horse, or would it be the Geralt guy? I don't know. I really don't.
I don't know. That's a hard choice.
It really is. I'm not sure. Geralt's
both. I mean, what?
Okay. So, here, this podcast, and funny enough, we're coming up to 600 shows. And way back when G4TE, gaming for the elderly, was the thing, there was a gentleman who was a founding member of that podcast. We've met him in the flesh now. He's now back in the UK. He lives out in the States for a long, long time. And he is having a birthday. And he's 53 years old. That's Parsnip Nose. We know him as Dorian Ellis. Dorian, happy birthday to you, buddy. Wow, 600 shows, and you were part of that at the very, very beginning. So, and one of the guys that helped bring me into the show way back then. When it was it Bongo's Minutes or something like that there? Bongo's Bits? I haven't a clue what it was. Anyway, happy birthday to you, Dorian, and I hope you're having a good day and well settled down now up in Windsor. Birthdays. Happy birthday to you. Happy buttons. Oh, so here we are. Here we are, guys. Let's get into this straight away. Greg's away this week. Phil's away this week. Gary is...
Where are you all? What's Greg doing this week?
Greg's at the gum clinic.
Right.
What I meant was getting his dentures done.
Right.
But that doesn't quite mean that in the UK. if you want to know what Greg's up to, just Google it. Gum clinic. Gary is AWOL.
Gary's gone back on Elite Dangerous.
He really? Wow.
Yeah.
Phil is doing Phil things. That's a lot of head polishing.
Phil's planning the next adventure for OCD&D, probably.
Yeah, with one of those felt head polishing cloths, probably. Anyway, these were the people that actually are here that are important enough that are the right people to be on this show. So, story time!
Hooray, it's story time! Hooray, it's story time! I'm so glad to be with you today.
As I say, the boys are away, but next week there'll be hopefully a full complement of everybody, and it'll be good fun next week for the 600th show. So we'll let you know through the week what's going to happen.
Doesn't it seem 2 minutes since we did show 400 and 500?
No, and it's funny when you say that, Mark, because 500 was a busy show.
Yeah.
But 400 was actually a bigger
thing. It was special, was that, because Greg didn't know anything, did he? We had loads of surprise guests on, including his wife.
We had to track them down, actually.
Yeah. CP Matthew rung in from a cafe on his phone.
And little Gary D. Fleece.
Yeah.
Guy Lever was on as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. 600 shows. Well done, Greg. I know we'll do more of this next week, but 600. There's not many podcasts in the world.
No.
Podcasts that have been going for 600 shows. So it's a good achievement. Well done, old fella. All right, Mark, since you've started chatting away.
Yeah.
Chat away. How's the job going, by the way?
Fantastic. I'm a completely new me. Everyone's saying how happy I am and how chirpy I am. I'm not miserable anymore, not snappy. I just feel really, really good. I'm in such a good place at the moment in my life. Really happy. I got my payout from the last job through. So I've been on a bit of a spending spree. Still got some saved away, obviously, for a rainy day. But, yeah, I've been on a bit of a spending spree, but... bought a new sofa, which is coming in 16 bloody weeks. That's how long it takes to make. So I've got a new sofa coming, because that's long overdue. Upgrading my PC. I was going to buy a new PC, but I thought, for how much it's going to cost and what I'm going to use it for. Armour was upgrading his, and he sold me his old motherboard and CPU, which is lots better than one I've got.
What is it?
I don't know, it's an i7 top of range thing. Mine's currently an i5 fourth generation, this is a seventh generation. But in preparation, I've got a NVMe SSD 512GB hard drive ready to go in. I've got my thermal paste, and I've got 16GB of DDR4 RAM ready to go in. So I've got them all ready to go. I'm sending me the motherboard and CPU and cooler this week. So hopefully next weekend I'll be upgrading my PC.
You look concerned and puzzled by all this PC.
This is from my GTA malarkey. Well, it's okay. For a decent new gaming PC, you're looking at between £1,500 and £2,000. For the upgrade, to do it this way, just over £200 from Armour and £250 for them. So for £500, I'm having my PC like completely revamped.
Don't you do most of your gaming on consoles?
I'd use my PC a lot. I use my PC more now with GTARP. Did you not just hear what I said? I use it for GTARP. I've got to future-proof it. We've got someone coming to give us a quote on some windows this week, because we had an extension recently, but we've still got four windows which are really old. I'm talking like 20-odd-year-old. So we've got someone coming to do a quote on them this week. And the final thing I've bought is a new car.
Oh, my God.
I've got a new car. Finally.
Chat.
It's not a new one. It's a little bit old. It's newer than the one I've got now, but it's a dream car I've always wanted. Audi A4. It's automatic. It's got every gadget you can imagine on. Robin knows what these are like, because he's had Audi A4s before. It's the estate version of the Avant, and I am in love with it. It's the S-Line, so it's got every gadget on it, and I love it. So good, I'm good. Over the moon at the moment. And I'm going to Leicester on Wednesday, so I'll give it a good run out. I'm on a training course on Wednesday, so it's getting a nice run down to Leicester.
Does it have DSG, Mark?
Yes.
Does
it? Yeah, it's got the auto box. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Goodness,
yeah,
I'll get
it
to my car. Well, I mean, send me a photograph.
The weather's been shit, so I've not taken any photos of it yet.
Said you were busy, and you texted me back the car you were working on. So you're working on a very nice Porsche.
Yeah, I was helping with it. Yeah, we had a Porsche Cayman S in, quite a newish one, for a punch. It turned out to be a new tyre. We did a BMW M3 yesterday, 4 tyres, massive fat tyres, 800 quid worth of tyres.
Oh my God.
I've done a couple of Mercedes AMGs recently. So yeah, working on some really nice cars lately. So yeah, loving the job. It's like I say, it's longer hours, but I don't notice it. And an advantage of all that, being happier in myself, I'm not comfort eating, being way more active at work, I'm doing 24,000 steps on average at work. I've lost 2 stone since the end of August. So in 5 weeks, I've lost 2 stone. So I'm well chuffed.
Do you know what, Mark? We'd said a while back that life never knows where it takes you.
Yeah.
You're looking into the deepest, darkest pit of despair. Yeah. If you just hang on, you get through it.
I can't believe it, yeah. The end of August, I was thinking doom and gloom, end of my life and all this crap. Job's gone, 25 years in service, and yeah, it's done me a massive favour, really. I'm just so happy. It's been the best move I've ever done. So,
Brilliant. I'm very, very pleased.
And you guys have been superb for the last 8 months, giving me support, because I've been so down, and you guys have been there for me all the time.
Talking about you when you weren't on. The shreds. Flip me.
And apart from that, the other thing I've done this week, I've not done that much. The boys... the latest episode was out Friday. Greg kept texting me. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Got to talk. Oh my God, what an episode. I won't give you no spoilers, but it is mind-blowing, literally. So, yeah, you've got to watch it. I take it you've seen it, Robin, by that.
Yeah, I've been catching them up. It's funny. Joshua shares my Amazon account, so if he's in the other wee house that we have in Belfast, he must have watched it just after midnight, because he was up early to his job up near home on Friday morning. So he must have waited for the clock to turn to 12 to watch it, because it gets released. Because when I went to watch on Saturday morning before everybody got up, and the thing, you know, the do you want to start from the beginning?
Yeah.
Credits.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's very good. Some are brilliant, some are just good.
Yeah.
I spin on the bad superheroes. Yeah. I think that's
Just one other little thing, quickly. Hardly Dan in the chat said, not that job, the GTA job. I've not played in a week. I've put myself on a leave of absence this week, so I've been so busy. But an update on GTRP. My character, Ed, is still the CCP, critical care paramedic, so he's quite high up. I got an email yesterday offering me a staff position, so I'm now going to be in command staff. There's 3 command at the moment, so I'm going to be joining them, and I'm going to be doing like HR stuff, hiring and firing and all that lot. So that's going really well. So yeah, everything's looking up.
Excellent, excellent.
That's me. What's up, Kim? What's up with you? It's RP, man.
We'll get there. Crossovers for me, Mark, is my car, my new car is supposed to be here. I'm still 6 weeks into a rental car. I'm Ford Kuga, which is all very nice and everything.
I serviced one of them last week, Ford Kuga.
It's a lovely wee car.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't
they? But it's just made an absolute bollocks.
Yeah.
You know,
are you getting like for like? Are you getting another Passat?
Yeah, again, more updated one, better interior.
Yeah,
you know, the stuff I got there. Again, I go through little phases. It's either the 320 BMW, the A4, or the Passat. And I like the Passat. I don't want anything too fancy for work. So, you know, what do you do? They've made an absolute Horlicks. It's supposed to be here by now. And because I work for a Southern Company. There's a this paperwork stuff at the moment. So
yeah.
Ah, well, I don't care.
Adley Dan's just said he's picked up a BMW X1 last week. That's nice.
Good.
Yeah, lad at work's just bought an X3, the bigger one, SUV one.
Is Harley Dan a hairdresser now, then, is he?
Not the 1 Series, the X1, it's more of an SUV than the little estate thing, isn't it?
But today at a Mercedes-Benz compressor, a hard top, I must actually get a photograph up of it, in my save stuff, because it's absolutely gorgeous.
That's that photograph of that engine I sent you guys in the WhatsApp chat a couple of weeks ago. The V8 Supercross, there's 2 superchargers on each side and it's got turbos on it and everything. Absolutely incredible.
I should see that next week.
Yeah. So this is a bit of an upgrade from your C1, Pete.
So I've been with the idea of having another little two-seater again, and I'm keeping an eye on something classic, so an old Porsche again or something like that.
Right.
This here is an SLK compressor. She is 2005.
Right.
But because it's a compressor SLK, you know, red leather interior, it's been one owner from new. It's absolutely immaculate. And it's only about five grand.
Right. Yeah. You know,
£70,000 or £80,000 or more when it was new. I'm very, very tempted just to go and, hey, Judith. Anyway, so my new car will come. I upgraded my PC as well. So I've got this new Razer keyboard, because it's a back mechanical keyboard again. It's really nice, really lovely. And I went this week.
I've got a new keyboard coming tomorrow as well, a Logitech one to go with my Logitech mouse. Sorry.
And then this week I went and bought a Razer mouse as well.
Oh, they're supposed to be really good.
Very comfortable in the hand. I actually thought until tonight that it was called the Razer Death Vader, but I had my glasses on. It's the Death Adder. I bought it Death Vader, and I thought, oh.
But it's when you switched it on, did it go?
Yes, yeah. It's called the Death Adder. Do you remember mice years ago when we were playing Quake and stuff like that? You used to have to take the
rubber ball out, yeah, to clean it, because it had all the lint around it. Yeah.
And if you wanted to be a really slick Quake player, you know, you'd done that every time you started a session because it didn't move as fast. Goodness, how things have moved on. Kids, I'm chatting a bit here. Kim, your granda hasn't been well.
No. No, he hasn't, and I'm afraid to say he's not going to get well, so, yeah. So I've been calling it Death Watch, and that, I guess that maybe sounds bad, but yeah, that's what we've been on this week. He's 96, so, I mean, it's not like he hasn't had a good life, so, but yeah.
Easy, Kim, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, well, I can see you're very, very fond of him, and he's in the hospital now, so just, I hear that term, thoughts and prayers, but, you know. We're here. We're giving you a hug. That's hard. Let's hope he's comfortable.
They're keeping him well dosed with the morphine, so he's not feeling anything. So
yeah, as long as he's not suffering, that's the main thing, isn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Pete, what have you been doing?
A few things, really. We've at work. I've been busy. We had our first event that came into the building, which was pretty scary, to be honest. We've still got a lot of our staff on furlough, so I was a receptionist, I was tech support, I was hospitality, I was front of house, I was just.
You have a brush up your ass as well.
Yeah, facilities manager looking after the building and.
Change your uniform.
Scary.
Change your clothes like for everyone.
Do you get a payslip for everyone as well?
Not for that service. It would be good. Change, like, put a wig on for every single person I was. No, but it was stressful. But it was good. It worked out well. I mean, you know, I've been having to deal with a lot of things like risk assessments and all the signage for the building and accreditation applications and God knows what, you know, for our site. And we're going to start to unfurl our people, obviously, in November, as a lot of other places are, when everybody's off the automatic scheme. And it's just getting ready for that. So it's been busy at work. I took Friday off, though. It was my mum's 70th birthday, as I mentioned last week, and as hard as it was, because we were all in lockdown, and we tried to make it as much of a day as we could for her, and she really enjoyed it. So, shout out to my mum. And I've been looking into now, you know, working with Quakers. I've kind of, over the years, I've worked with them for about nearly 9 years now, and I wouldn't say I'm like a complete eco warrior, but there's some things that I've considered as I've bought things or looked at whether I should spend money or not, and is that justifiable, and some things I like to keep simplistic. And as Mark mentioned, I've got this little eco car, like a Citroen C1 that I drive my own ass to work in. And there's only me that sits in this four-seated car. And I'm just like, oh, how can I change this in a way and save a bit more money? And I was looking at electric motorbikes this week.
Right.
So that might be the route I'll go down.
Or even a small electric car, like a Nissan Leaf or electric Corsa.
They're quite expensive, and again,
yeah,
it's the batteries costs a lot more as well. If you need to replace it, they're about $4,000 or $5,000. That when you look at electric bikes, I've been looking at them this week, and you can get them for about $3,500-$4,000. You can take the battery out and charge it in your house, and obviously there's a zero tax. There's because of the emissions being zero, and
Pete, or a bicycle with a electric motor on it.
Oh no, it'd be a motorbike. Whether I get the 125cc version or above, I don't know. But even the 125, they've got some that go 55 mile an hour, and you only need a CBT. But I could jump on that. And like I say, there's only me. It takes myself to work, and I sit in an absolute shit ton of city traffic, and just to bob through all of those cars and whatever, because I'm about 11 mile from where I work, and sometimes it can take me up to an hour and a half, believe it or not, just to get to work. Wow. Yeah. So
motorbike is brilliant.
But yeah.
In the middle of winter when it's snowing. there, you know.
There's the car to fall back on, but It barely snows really around here, doesn't it? No. I don't know Mark, you get it more harsher than me, because you're further up north. But
last year we hardly got any at all.
Yeah. It's becoming more of a...
Now they're going to have a blizzard. You watch.
We had a bad winter for quite a few years, so we're due, aren't we?
Yeah. In the newspapers, Peachin's Street gets obliterated by snow blizzard or something. But... I don't know. It's becoming a common thing now, where winters ain't really like the winters in the 1980s, are they? So when we was in 4 feet of snow or whatever. So I've been looking at electric motorbikes, just save on a bit of money. I could really do with, do you know what? I could really just do with earning an extra £100 a week or something. Just something that I could just, I don't know, do my little bits and bobs with, like tattooing and buying my little gadgets. And I just think, oh, be nice just to... So I just think of little different ways of just saving money. And
yeah. We only live closer, I could arrange something. If only we lived a little closer, I could arrange something.
I could do it virtually. So I'll move on.
Snicker program the long way up. He has those electric Carlys. It started a week or so ago there, and their first couple of episodes, they really weren't getting on with them because they had to charge them in specific power points and stuff like that. And they were going from the south tip of South America up to Los Angeles. But now they've got their head around them a few episodes in. These things are fantastic. Big electric Harley Davidsons. Just really, really cool. So you get one of those.
If I
the electric motors, the acceleration on them is just rapid.
Yeah,
really quick.
those things don't do it all for me, like all the talk and electric gadgets and blah, blah, blah. Like I say, the Quakers have rubbed off on me in that way. I'd like to be simplistic in some ways. Mm. So, yeah, there we go. Anyway, I've been watching a TV program, which is my, as some people would say, car crash TV.
Oh, God, no. To make
myself and my whole life feel a whole lot better, I fell in love with this program, and I don't know why I enjoy watching this, but there's a you would have never heard of it, Kim, but there's this, if you Google it now, you'll get to see what I mean. But there's this program called TOWIE in the UK, or it's an abbreviation, an acronym of The Only Way Is Essex, and these folk are just on another level. They're very materialistic. They're just
shit.
Aggravated little people that have got far too much money. They buy far too many materialistic things, and that they just live in their own little world. They're just
it's a soap opera.
You'd call it that. Yeah, I don't know. Some of them do very well for themselves, but I mean, some of them are just on another planet, and it kind of makes me feel better about my own little life. But there we go.
It's on Hulu, so I can watch it.
I wouldn't. Well, let's try one or two episodes to see how it goes. But it's on season 26 or 27 now, so.
How?
Just me. There's more people than just me watch it, but it tends to be the younger generations that thrive off this. But I've been watching a few episodes of that this week. Oh, Mark's just got it up on the.
It won't work anyway, but yeah, it's working now.
So yeah, I know all the characters, Chloe, Danny, Georgia are on it talking at the minute.
Do you know the names as well? Oh,
yeah. I could pretty much tell you.
Please don't tell me Michelle likes it as well.
No, she can't stand it. She goes absolutely.
Well done, Shell.
Yeah, she goes mad. But do you know what? She ends up getting sucked into it and starts getting aggy about it, and I'm just like, ah. But yeah, I'll be watching that this week. Apart from that, I think the thing at work has been more important and the most excited and nerve wracking. And apart from that, that's me.
Yeah, it's a bit like Prisoner at Cell Block H, but nothing like.
You skipped past something, Robin. I want to know about his phone dilemma.
Come all over the place. So, yeah. Damn it! Fucking knew you would have to be on. Okay. I can go and get my once every 2 year phone upgrade, which I do every 2 years. I'm quite happy to do that, and I'm thinking about.
Say it. Go on, say it.
You can do it.
Rather annoyed with Apple again, okay? Now, not that they're really worried about me, okay? They're not worried in the slightest. No, not in the slightest. But I am. So I've been looking at my options. One, I wanted to rebel a little bit against Apple. It might only be for 2 years. The last time I only managed. I got the Samsung Series 10, isn't that what it was? The really good one? What's one of the current ones? Yeah, 10 Ultra,
probably
whatever.
Probably 10, yeah.
10 Ultra. And I think I managed about 6 months with it, and then I went and bought the iPhone 10 or whatever it is, or iPhone 11, I haven't a clue. Big one. I didn't manage with Android at all. But I am considering it again. But I was looking at the two phones now. I was looking at three, actually. The Samsung Fold.
Yeah,
the new Windows Surface phone, which is the two screens it's folding, and the third was the Samsung Galaxy
Note Ultra 20.
Note Ultra, yes.
Yeah, that's what I want, yeah.
So I think I've ruled out the Fold because I don't like the Fold. I think that would be something that I would break. It would go on me, yes.
I've heard the screen resolution is not brilliant as well on that.
Looks okay. Well, I've been watching lots of reviews.
Yeah.
And I love the Surface phone.
Yeah.
I really think it's fantastic. The camera is very poor. And I think the software is not quite there yet. So I'm going to give it a skip until maybe next time. But that would suit me very, very well. It would integrate very well with my life. But I think I'm going to go for a new Apple phone. No. I think to play the Xbox game cloud stuff. I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to do that. I really do. I don't know how.
Part of a marketing campaign as well as Game Pass, part of the Note Ultra.
Pen and the Note Ultra. Yeah. And I think it. I don't know. Get it. You know what? I'll get good money for it again. Anyway, so that's on Tuesday. I'll make that decision on Tuesday, but I think I'm going to do it to myself again. literally, I'm serious. I swear, I lasted no more than 6 months time.
Well, put it this way, if you don't like it, go out and buy yourself an iPhone and I'll buy you Note 20 Ultra off you.
I'm both myself and Judith. I bought the big Samsung phone, which Charlie is still using, and I bought Judith the Samsung 9, I think it was, smaller version. And we both didn't get on, and we both changed back to Apple's again. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Also, finally. What a friggin' day. I've been at home. The weather's been bad the last couple of days here, of course. The weather's been awful everywhere. The terrible rain, so we've been inside. Jasmine has been a flippin' nightmare today. She's in the middle potty training, going very well, apart from number twos. That's scary. Number twos coming out without your nappy is scary. But she's just all day today, she's just been... I want, give me, I want, please, no, iPad, I want, juice, iPad, pee, oh, shut up! I was never as glad to see children in bed tonight before I came out here.
I love that stage, you kids, it's so much, it is hard work, but it's so much fun, come on.
Yes, it is. It is, and she's lovely, but she's just pushing all the buttons and now she's brilliant. But oh my goodness, what a nightmare!
That trying to catch the shit with a potty. Oh, that's a wicked game.
See what the peeing straight away. No problem. The peeing isn't the issue. It's the poo. The poo is the shitty fucking job. And the toilet. No, and you can just see them squirming, you know, the legs sort of crossing. Do you need to go? No. Later,
flump. Oh, yeah, I'm not looking forward to that.
Still get it. I mean, the pee bit, no problem. The poo, we'll get through it. Anyway, that's our lives. That's the stuff that we've been up to. We've been doing lots of stuff. It's interesting. Let's talk about what we're really here for. We're here to talk about video games. So let's talk about that stuff, Mark.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Goodness me. Okay, we're at the beginning of the new month, and the free games that are almost free that aren't free are... So I think, Kim, you've updated this stuff, haven't you?
I have.
So would you like to take us through what we can get for our free money?
Yeah, sure. All right, games with gold for October are Slayaway Camp, Butcher's Cut, available now through the 31st, Maid of Skur, available October 16th through November 15th. For your Xbox 360 backwards compatible games, you have Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy, which is available now through the 15th. And Costume Quest, which is available the 16th through the 31st.
The only one I've heard out of all them is Costume Quest. I've played that. It's quite good, actually. The rest of them I've never heard of.
Well, the Maid one just came out, like, last month, I think. Right, okay. So it's still relatively new. Mm. Your PlayStation Plus games for the month of October are Vampire. Well, that's appropriate. And Need for Speed Payback. I don't know. I haven't heard enough of the Need for Speed one, but I've heard reviews were scary, so maybe that's appropriate for October. Mm-hmm. Your Twitch Prime games for October are Autonauts. Isn't that just a, like, redneck transformer? Anyway, what do I know? Pumped BMX Pro, Effie, Tiny Troops Joint Ops, and Outcast Second Contact.
Hmm?
Yep. Stadia Pro for October, we have Dead by Daylight, Human Fall Flat, Super Hot, Mind Control Delete, Lara Croft, Temple of Osiris, Celeste, and Yotan. And last but not least, we have Epic Game Store. Oh boy. Pikiniku, which is available now through the 8th, Abzu, which will be available the 8th through the 15th, and Rising Storm 2 Vietnam, which will be the 8th through the 15th as well.
I've heard Rising Storm is supposed to be good.
Well, it'll be free, so there you go.
Very good.
They are totally free as well, without any subscription.
Yep. Exactly.
We'll be soon to have an Amazon Luna there as well, won't we?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I am a subscriber of Stadia.
Oh, you're going to scrape you, Robin.
I feel so good. Oh, I am no longer a subscriber for Stadia Pro. Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations.
Stuff that we have played. Let's get stuck in. Mark, just I have a video there of some Biohazard stuff. If you want to cue that up as well, I'm going to start with that if you don't mind. So I fired up Resident Evil 7 Biohazard, which is free on the Game Passes. Now, I don't play horror games because they scare the bejesus out of me. Yes, I did say it. Stereotype bejesus. I would hide behind a cushion. I would hide behind a cushion.
This new OBS is doing my head in.
This
new OBS is doing my head in.
Sorry, mate.
It's not showing my video feeds.
And there we go. I thought, look, I'm going to give this a go. It can't be that bad. So I started and I thought, well, Pete, I think it suggested I should stream it. So I videoed myself playing for about the first hour.
This is really good. It is scary.
So I went through this first place and then I went into an old house. And that wasn't so bad, but it was a bit creepy. It was a bit Alan Wakey hairs standing on the back of my head. You know, that was okay. And then the shit hit the fan. I swear to God. If you watch the video, which is on, I think it's on Bongo's Bits YouTube.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's me. It scared the crap out of me. It's now a week and a half ago or so, and I've had nightmares ever since. This woman comes up to you with a big bloody knife. And I swear my heart was going like, man, I can't. How can people play these games? I can't do it. They just scared the utter crap out of me. I was like, no, what? I don't know, and people are saying, oh, this is great, and it's really good, and fantastic. I don't understand. How can you put yourself through this?
Even when you've killed people, and you look at them like they're going to come back, and they're still going to get you?
Oh, even now, I've got the creeps from it. It's, it looks okay, but no, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm meant for horror movies. I never really was. And this is not me. No.
Creepy. I'm right there with you. Nope, not me either. No.
I'll tell you what, though, fair play to you. You turned all the lights off. You was in the dark. You'd immersed yourself into that environment.
I'd have peed my pants.
Pants. That's been dead. I'm sorry, I'm not going back to it. I will not finish. I am done, I'm dusted. No,
I've got two Xbox games on disc, and this is one of them, because my nephew lent me it ages ago, and I started it, and I ain't gone back to it. I want to do, but it is freaky.
I can't wait to play this. Have you played Last of Us yet? I've sent you that. Have you not started that up? That'll get you going as well.
Sorry, but that's okay. That's not just as bad. I mean, I played Condemned, you know, the bit with the dog.
Oh, Condemned, yeah, with the mannequins. Jesus, but yeah.
It's not as grisly gruesome as this. Like, I was waiting for a jump scare. It wasn't really a jump scare. It just kept, this girl kept coming at you. And my God! I wanted to run away. Now, this is also in VR. How many? I would have had VR. I would have had a heart attack. I was here in Joe's basement, or Joe's brothel as it is tonight, and I would have been found in here tomorrow morning, like. Steph. I've been found out here, Steph, before, but never like that. Anyway.
And that's the scene to her, Robin.
I can't
like
wait.
Scott Stubby says, it gets even better. There's a bit in the basement with a police officer and something else happens. It's just, oh my God.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you've got to finish it off. Come on, we want to see the rest of it now. You start streaming it, you've got to finish it off. On stream, live, with a heart monitor.
Talk about something else you haven't played. Kingdoms of Amalurk Re-Reckoning. Is this a re-version?
Yes.
You heard this last week?
Yes, this is the same thing I played last week, so I've just played more of it. I played most of the day today, so yeah, I got. So yeah, it's still good. I'm still enjoying it. Tank Top's gonna chew my ass because I told him I'd start Titanfall 2, and well, I haven't. So you know, I'll get to it eventually. Kind of like you know everything else. So yes, Kingdom of Amalur. If you like RPGs, it's kind of trying to figure it. It's not really. It doesn't really look like Fable. I'm trying to figure maybe Ness. There's no chicken kicking, but there's a lot of Bogart beating. Anyway, I don't know. I'm trying to think what the art style would look like, and I'm kind of drawing a blank. But maybe World of Warcraft, like probably. So. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can definitely tell it's not a new generation.
Yeah, you can definitely see game. It's a 360 game. Yeah, I mentioned it last week. Yeah,
but I mean, it's really good, and you know,
I enjoyed this game. I completed this back on the 360 back in the day. Yeah,
there's still like I said, I'm only about I don't know what am I about 10 to 13 hours into it, and there's still so many damn side quests, and I keep finding more. So you know, it'll be 2 years, and then I'll finish it probably. So. Because there is, so far there's been a lot to do, but it's been fun, and I, like I said, I'm enjoying it, so.
Well, it's your sort of thing, you like that.
Yeah.
Swords and that sort of stuff, and yeah, very good, all right.
For sure, yep.
Mark, you played with the veteran gamers tonight, with Among Us.
I hadn't played anything all week, and then at 8:30 tonight, I put the PC on to sort of like start prepping for the show, and the veteran gamers guys were streaming Among Us, which is a little game on Steam. It's only $3.99. And apparently you can play with your phone as well. But I don't know how that works yet. So, yeah, I joined in and I had a half an hour with them guys. And it's quite a lot of fun. So, I don't fully understand everything about the game. Oh, God damn it, OBS. Why is it doing this? But, basically, you can have up to 10 players. You're on this little spaceship. And when I try to get this source working, this new OBS update is awful, Robin. Yeah, fill in for me.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a little cartoon.
So you're all these little characters, and then one of you you don't know is the imposter, and their objective is to kill everyone and get away with it. A bit like Knives Out sort of idea. A bit of a whodunit. So I didn't be the imposter once. I was always a crewmate, so I didn't get to experience the imposter side. But as a crewmate, you get these various little tasks, and you go around the ship doing these tasks. There's a map showing you where the tasks are, and some are like got little mini games where you have to connect coloured wires up in sequence and that. But in the meantime, all the other guys are doing their tasks. And one of them is going around sabotaging the ship of oxygen or killing people. If you come across a dead body, which I didn't realise what a dead body looked like, I walked past Stu and I didn't realise you were dead. So you report a dead body and then you all discuss who you think has done it. And you can make a vote. And if there's a majority vote on someone, they get ejected into space. And then it tells you if they were the imposter, which then you all win. Or if it wasn't, and then you've just ejected a poor innocent person for nothing. So I haven't got the full gist of it yet. It's simplistic, it's good fun, it's a good laugh, and I'm going to play more of it. So yeah, like I said, I've only had 20 minutes, half an hour on it. But yeah, it's very interesting. I know a lot of streamers are playing it at the moment. So yeah, if you look on Twitch and search Among Us, you should get an idea of how it plays. But yeah, $3.99 on Steam.
Excellent. Okay, that's good. Good. It sounds like one of those fun games that would probably be crap. I hear it's crap if you can't speak to people. It must be good.
Yeah.
With how did you know? Good. You are more Minecraft dungeons. You're into the DLC now, Pete.
Yeah. I was on the WhatsApp this today, and I was just like, well, I ain't played that much. And then I thought back, and I thought, well, I've got into this weekly thing of playing Minecraft Dungeons, and I suppose that is playing games, but I didn't really see that. I don't want to bring something fresh to the table. But Minecraft Dungeons, I've been playing that. I've downloaded another pack, a DLC pack. So there's the Jungle Awakens, which is one that I already downloaded a couple of weeks ago, and I played. The map's enormous, and still ain't completed that one level. And then the DLC is available for Creeping Winter, and I looked at the trailer at that, and my son was just like, "Oh my god, Dad, we need to get this!" So I was just like, "Okay." So that's two DLCs now I bought for this. I spent about a tenner on this game.
Oh, DLC's not free.
No.
Ah, right. Okay.
No. I think you get 50p off if you've got a Games Pass subscription. Yeah, that's right then. So it wasn't a fiver; it was £4.50. So yeah, you save a little bit of money for having Game Pass. But at the end of the day, you play the whole of that game, the first map, the mainland, completely part of the Game Pass subscription, and then the other two. I feel like investing a bit into it. It's been a great game. It's been a game that I could play with my son, and you know,
I was going to say, if you're spending quality time with your son with it as well, it's worth every penny, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, I'm not one for, you know, when I have my son over a weekend, I'm not sitting in front of a computer screen for hours and hours and hours and hours upon end, just playing games with him. But we just have that, especially this weekend when the weather was bad, we just had that hour and a half, just check in with it, have a little play around with it, and then duck back out again and do some paper macheing or drawing or whatever we do. And it does give us that little bit of a bit of a thing that, you know, that we've got to get done, I suppose, because we've got all these missions to do. But these DLCs are tough. The maps are bigger. The enemies are stronger. But thanks for the tip, Kim. You can go back on the difficulty. So we were playing in adventure mode last week, and you can go back and play in, I can't remember what it's called, Wonder or something like that. But it's just like more of an easier difficulty. So we went back to that, and we felt like we went a bit further. But the maps are enormous in the DLCs, and we've not even got past the first levels of each. So Minecraft Dungeons. We've had a good time.
It's one of those things where you probably wouldn't have bought it in normally, but now you've paid that DLC and they've got their money, so they're getting their money off you in a different way, and you don't mind that because it's already good value for you.
Yeah.
Game Pass ticks a lot of boxes. You did say one thing there, and it's never really struck me as something to do on a rainy day, which would be papier-mâché. It's something springs to mind as a last time. I mean, did you do the whole thing with the balloon and covered the balloon with bits of wallpaper or newspaper, and then you let the pop the balloon and you have this head?
I mentioned it last week. We're making this thing called the Gaster Blaster, and I just still need to put more layers of paper mache onto the balloon and paint this off and get it all ready for Leo. But we've been spending weeks on this thing now, and I've not really had much time because I've been so busy at work. But it's I love crafty things. You know, I do a lot of, like I mentioned before, a few weeks ago, I like doing pyrography, which is wood burning with a wood burning pen. Yeah, it's amazing bit of kit. You can get a wood burning pen for about £20. But the pen I've got is about 170, and you can do finer art, better shading, and blah, blah. You can do some wicked art if you're into your drawing on pieces of wood. And I love doing crafty stuff. I like to get him into all of that because he really, really loves his drawing. Whether it's all the same thing, you know, he likes to draw Undertale stuff and sands and blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
Well, yeah. That's fantastic. You've been doing a bit of Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. Well, this is all down to Kim, really, shouting out all of these free games to download as part of your subscription. So I've got a PlayStation as well. I noticed when Kim shouted out 1 week, Street Fighter 5 is available, and my TV screen behind me has just gone off, which means the game is fully downloaded now. But I fired that up today. There's a tutorial that you have to go through with Ken, just to give you the basics on how to block jump. There's new combos, like a trigger combo and blah, 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 blah. So I went through that and I played an online game with the CPU, but I didn't get the full game. So that's just finished right now. I'll probably play that for next week. So that's Street. Mike's probably said it before on the Veteran Gamers, and I'll always say I'm a massive, massive Street Fighter 2.
Did Charlie beat you at the game?
Oh, bless him. He loved that game, didn't he?
I remember a couple of years ago at the arcade club in Bury, you were on this machine a lot, Street Fighter 1.
Yeah, I just love it, and I played along with Charlie, and he was really proud of winning that little award, wasn't he, Robin? Bless him.
Nearly as tall.
So I've got that ready to download, ready to play for next week. And the other thing I play, which I forgot about as well, Shell's doing some applications for new jobs and stuff, and I thought, what can I do to eat my time up? I said, right, I'll play Racket Fury, and that's on the VR headset. So that's my Oculus Quest, and I've been playing some table tennis. It is what it is. Table tennis, VR. It's great. I think now time has gone on. The players aren't as good as there was before. Maybe the seasoned players on this have just got bored, or they're just moving on with other stuff. I don't know, but I've managed to win a few games, which is good, because before there was, I don't know what it was, it was just like I was playing seasoned pros all the time. But I had a real good, like about 3 hours I think it was, playing table tennis, and I had a good night playing that this week.
Have you had a game with Stu? Because I know Stu raves about this game.
No, I've not played Stu, to be fair. I'll probably kick his ass anyway. I'll start the beat. I used to play in a table tennis team years ago, and I've always loved table tennis. So, I mean, to play this is great. I mean, you have to go a little bit light-handed, but once you start get used to it, your smashes, your backhands, even the spins. You know, I've created some crazy spins on the ball. As soon as you've got your rack, your table height, and your environment correct, because you can alter that. You can alter that in the menu quite easily, which is what they're doing now on the video. As soon as you've got that down,
like with a headset on, standing there, going flapping in the air.
It is good. And the other thing is, you don't necessarily need to play against people. There's the computer that you can play against in the practice. And the whole thing about the practice computer is they never ever miss. They never they never lose to any of your shots, which is brilliant. It's almost feels like you're playing against Forrest Gump. You're always gonna get a comeback. So however good your shot is, you're gonna get a return, and you get used to returning to that return. So you better yourself every single time. So I've just enjoyed that, and I did this week. I was on the chat, and I was just like, I'm not playing a game this week. And thinking back, actually, I have, but I've just done it unconsciously. But you know, I was still just gonna turn up and just talk shit anyway, which I normally do. So.
Well, I finish off here. Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe. Don't need to bring it up, Mark. Such a slick little game, Super Mario, a redone game. Still playing it, doing a level every time I pick up the Switch. So polished, so fantastic. But I did buy a game this week, which is called Castle of Heart. It's also on the Switch, and I was flicking through the Switch shop, and I went, wow, must have got to go. It's a platformer. It's a left to right side scroller. It's sort of my sort of thing, and it was 64 pence. So, wow.
64 pence?
I couldn't go wrong.
Shoot.
That looks quite cool for 64 pence.
It's okay. It's got about a 50-something on a Metacritic score. How would you describe it? It's a bit like an updated version of Ghosts and Goblins mixed the first God of War. You know, you are this knight. You are made of... There's a spell has been put on you, and you're made of stone. So you're a stone knight, and if you don't keep on getting health potions and this extra potion stuff that you picked up, you fall apart. So you have to keep moving. So that's the way they keep you moving forward. There's a time pressure to keep going. There's lots of weapons to pick up, from crossbows to big spears. There's everything from werewolves coming at you to guys with swords and axes. So you're hacking and slashing away, platforming. There's platforms that you jump on that collapse. It's pretty basic. I don't think it's terribly long. I think there's about 7 chapters to it. I think it's going to be a couple of hours, but for 60-odd p, you know what? How could you be bad to that? If I get a couple of hours.
You can't even buy a McDonald's hamburger for 64p, can you? So not to lose, have you?
Yeah, Castle, if you have a little Switch, it's on offer there. It's about 64-65p, something like that there. Castle of Heart. You know, it's not great, but if you like a little platformer like me, I'm not wrong.
Sorry, I was just opening a beer.
if you not that tweaky, yeah, it's Castle of Heart. I don't even think the name means much, but yeah, it's good fun.
I really do want to get a Switch, but damn, they hold their price really well, don't they, Nintendo?
Yeah.
Stuff. And the games are expensive, aren't they?
Yeah, but you're looking at...
I like that on the go thing, but now I found out, like, only a few weeks ago that the clouds come out for Game Pass. I'm just going to buy a controller instead, which is way cheaper than a goddamn Switch.
Yeah, because I bought my controller earlier on to use with my iPad, which hopefully we'll be able to use with whatever phone or thing I end up with as well.
Yeah.
What is it called again? The
Luna.
What is it? Excuse me. Fallout Boy. The Steel Series.
Oh, yeah, the Nimbus. Yeah, I've sold mine. Because I'm just going to use my Xbox Bluetooth controller, what I got with my X.
Okay.
Do you think the Luna will work with the Android and Game Pass? Because you can go the other way, can't you? You can use a Microsoft Xbox controller for the Amazon subscription. So I wonder if it goes the other way as well.
I think the Xbox controller is pretty much the standard, isn't it, for nobody else? Anyway, we'll see. Okay, moving on a little bit. We had a bit of a fun quiz last week, and the quiz question was, out of the podcast's hosts, who is the hardest to understand? I won that competition, and thank you very much. I'm very, very, very happy to win that award. I like to thank the producers for making it all possible. And do you have a little note in front of me? Now, it is written on a piece of tissue paper, but you must forgive me. And I used to do this in my sales book many, many moons ago. And it says, oh, you can't see it because of my brothel. Slower.
Slower. Can't see it because of my brothel.
That's right. Front of me to remind me slower, because you silly English people cannot understand the Queen English. Okay, this week's question, and we've got a real doozy for next week. So this week's question, very serious gaming question, this one. And there's only 4 of us here, so we have to see. And you can join in the chat as well with this. If you had to share underpants or undergarments with one of the hosts, which host would it be? Would you like to wear Pete's pants, Greg's pants, Kim's pants, Robin's pants, Phil's pants, Mark's pants, or Gary's pants? So if you had to share underpants with a host, which host would it be? Is this an awkward question not meant for the workplace?
And this is going to embarrass Kim a lot, but Kim likes posting her pants online. Not wearing them, but she's got some really good comedy ones and some good cartoony ones. So my choice would have to be Kim's.
See, I know, yeah, Greg's pants, I can't imagine those big tidy whities. I don't want to wear those things. The thong thing that I seen in London, just that's not for me. Sally doesn't wear pants. Phil's pants are made of felt that his wife makes him from.
Yeah. Leftover material.
Mark, purple pants aren't really my thing.
Yeah, sorry.
That's my vote to Kim. Sorry, Kim.
God.
Is this an opportunity for me to sell mine? Because there's pantysmell.com.
Oh, God.
Have you seen that video going around where someone sent an envelope as a joke? There's nothing in it apart from a card saying, "No, I hope your postman laughed at you," sort of thing. A bit of lace sticking out the side of the envelope.
Yeah, okay, so that's the question. If you want to send that in to email at ocpod.com, please, we'll tot up those votes.
Yeah.
It's the winner on the 600 show.
Yeah, the 600 show question is an absolute beaut as well. So
underpants, which... so there's two votes for Kim. Pete is and Kim's gonna ask you. Okay, that's one for a court case later on. Okay, there's some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Quick news, this one isn't for us. Steve from Minecraft is coming to Super Smash Brothers Ultimate. October the 13th, Steve and Alex from Minecraft are coming to Smash Brothers, and you'll be able to play as them. Woohoo!
Woo!
We'll like that. Minecraft people will like that. Very good. Okay, there is a link there to the video of this. I added this at the last minute, Mark. This is something that really tickled my fancy. It is another Switch game. You'll like this, Pete. This is, if you have the chance to watch this in video, please do. Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. And there's a trailer, and it's Mario Kart, yeah. But Nintendo are very, very good with little add-ons and pericles. The cardboard thing, maybe not so much. But this here, in essence, is a kit. You buy this game, you download the game. It's Mario Kart, and it's virtual reality sort of. The kit comes with a remote control Mario Kart or Luigi Kart. You choose your kart, and the kart has, like, a roll bar over the top of it. It has a camera in the roll bar, right? So in the kit also, there are four bridges. Let's call them bridges. Yeah. And they're numbered 2, 3, 4.
Gates, and, like gate bridges, aren't they?
Yeah, you set checkbox. Them around.
Yeah.
Set them around. It has to be on a wooden floor or a stone or a tile floor. So you set them around your room. You drive your cart around once, going 1, 2, 3, and 4, and whatever way you want to go. If you want to, you know, make it a figure of eight, if you wanted to make it just a circle, do whatever you want. You know, that's what you want. And the camera scoops up your furniture and your room and all the bits and pieces, and that records the track. So then when you go to play the game, it sticks in the ghosts and the pickups, and you race looking at the Switch screen, and your remote control car whizzes around the room by itself because you're controlling it through the screen. You're not looking at the car. You can race up to 4 carts. So if your mates have a Switch each and they've bought the car, you can have 4 players on there. If you do a boost, your car goes faster. If you go off the track, it goes slower. If you get hit by a mushroom or whatever, you'll stop. And I just think this is Nintendo at its best. It's showing really good innovation.
Yeah, I'm quite fascinated with this. This looks really good.
It looks fucking phenomenal.
This should do well with kids for Christmas.
Yeah.
If this doesn't sell out, I'll be amazed.
So imagine EGX at the restaurant or where we are. Man. We'll all have a little car with us on our Switch, and we put it down and we play this. Great fun. Really good. So, well done, Nintendo. I think that's a really cool thing. Yeah. So, Mario Kart Live Home Circuit. So, I think that's kind of cool.
That's amazing.
All right. A bit topical and crappy now. Top mod site bans all US political mods for the rest of the year. So assuming this is a big, big thing, so modding games and adding your stuff on. So I searched there for political mods, and I came up with a Make Skyrim Great Again mod. There's a YouTube link for it as well. I'll
just put that on there. So, oh my god.
Don there, and he's up doing Skyrim stuff, and there's audio clips of him on all over it. Okay, so the mods, they come in all shapes and sizes. Some turn into Shrek, others into enemies, your enemies into Shrek, and there's a few turn you into Donkey. Sadly, they're slightly rare. And there's also political mods, and on the top site, Nexus mods, they're now banning them until early next year. Because I suppose it's got so, so polarizing the way people are thinking about all this stuff now, and it's got a bit horrible, and they don't want to police it, so they're just going to ban it all. Of course, what has happened when they're banning it all, now all of the little snowflakes have came out of their back room and went, well, what if somebody puts up an LGBT themed texture? Will that be banned? Okay. So, you know, once you open the floodgates to these people, then it comes, anyway, good luck to them. I think it's good, but you get into that edge of, is it just moderation or is it censorship? So these guys are saying, look, they don't care. They really don't care, and they can't be bothered having to deal with it. So just piss way off. You're not having this stuff. It's fair enough, because the world is divisive enough as it is at the moment, and we all need to start being nice to each other. So, next then would be PlayStation 5 in Japan.
Japan.
There have been several YouTubers have had hands-on previews, and they've posted some stuff on Twitter. I won't even try to pronounce these guys' names, but they are Japanese YouTubers. Of course, the videos they put up are typically Japanese. You can imagine. They're all over the place. Consoles were set up in a white room with white tables and white everything else. And these guys got into play at Astro's Playroom and Godfall, and then with the DualSense controller. It's an odd looking thing. It's a very sexually designed box, but there's four photographs go up on this mark. There's four on those Twitter feeds.
Yeah.
And there's some which is quite a close up with it on its side. And for this show photograph, you can already see flecks of dust and lint and bits and pieces on the photograph.
All right.
That black, shiny surface is just going to be a staticky nightmare of a thing. They showed also the different colors that come with the DualSense controller. Feedback from people was that the machine was an awful lot quieter than the jet-engined PS4, which can't be a bad thing. Also, one little quirky thing is that Sony has made the decision to make the X button the standard confirm button for all regions. I didn't know this. Right. In the past, the O button was always the confirm button for Japan, while in North America and Europe, X was always chosen to mourn. No, just chosen to press X. So the Japanese standard, maybe it's because they sell more Xboxes, or sorry, whoops. Floyd being placed in Europe and North America than they do in Japan. I know
Europe's a massive market for PlayStation.
Yeah. It looked good. It looked all right. They've got to get at it. I think they are a little bit behind at the moment, so they've got to get at it. So that's the first stuff that we've seen of people getting out there and actually getting hands on with the things. So, has the news that has came out? I mean, I know we are kind of Xbox centric here. I apologize for that. No, I don't. I don't think me seeing this or seeing this stuff has really made me want to go and pre-order a PlayStation. If you could,
I'm going to say you won't be able to.
That's still a nightmare. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Where do we all stand? Do we all? Who has pre-orders in? Has anybody?
I'm trying to get one for the Series X. I couldn't pre-order from the launch window because I didn't have the money at the time. But now I can get one. I can't freaking get one, if you know what I mean. So I'll probably just wait till New Year, till new stock's in. Because the first run of consoles usually have a few niggles anyway. So I'll just wait till like early spring. I'm not in a rush.
Do you really think that they're going to have no more stock between now and the end of the year?
Yeah, no, I don't think they will.
Seriously?
I'm watching loads of stock alert websites and have alerts set up to my phone. And Amazon recently had a bit more pre-order stock and it went instantly. So, nah, there's not going to be any this year, I don't think.
I believe it's just hype. I think before Christmas there'll be another surge.
And they're saying, they're saying COVID hasn't affected production, but I think it has. So, anyway, that's just me.
You mightn't get one for launch day. Thank Matt, you're a good lad. You're the man.
And it doesn't help, like last week, it doesn't help all these freaking assholes who've bought them all up using targeted bot software and reselling on eBay for like 800 quid. That doesn't help.
But I reckon week one or two of December, there'll be another surge before Christmas.
Fingers crossed.
That's a nice guest in for there.
Yeah, before Christmas, but for launch, you're not going to get one. That'd be nice to get one just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think so. I think it'll come all right. It will come okay. Okay. I need to stop talking because I need to talk slower. I'm going to have Kim talk again a lot more. So Kim's going
to...
two releases, and she's going to scroll and do that thing she says, Olin, scrolling.
Yep. All right. New releases for October 4th through October 10th, and they are Foregone for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch out October 5th. Nickelodeon Kart Racers 2 Grand Prix for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch also out on October 5th. Baldur's Gate 3. Ooh. I know there's probably some people that are excited about that. I will be when it comes to console. Mm. For the Stadia and PC on October 6th. I Am Dead for the Switch and PC on October 8th. Well, I'm not dead, but whatever this is. I Can Fell for the PlayStation 4. That sounds like something you'd say when you sneeze. Xbox One, Switch, and PC on October 8th. Ride 4 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch on October 8th as well. The Uncertain Light at the End for the PC on October 8th. Ben 10 Power Trip. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, October 9th. FIFA 21. I'm sure there's somebody out there excited about that one. PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on October 9th. And The Survivalists for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, and October 9th as well. And those are your new releases.
Charlie Tate, my son, bought FIFA 21. He has pre-installed or pre-ordered it for his PC.
My nephews buy it every year.
Well, but Charlie says, we're not a football family. Yeah. I mean, Charlie, you know, we've never been in a football match. We don't support a football team, you know, or anything like that there. So, but it's just his mates. He plays with his mates.
Yeah. More of a social thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Victory achieved. It's a big week. Victory Achieved is our quarterly competition, and all you do is finish games to win money. That's it, pretty much. You finish the game to the credits at the end. You take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background. A lovely smiley face is lovely, or a cock. And you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved. And you get entered into the draw for $20 or £15 gift card. And the draw for the last quarter has happened at random from 330 whatever it was completions, and the person that has been pulled out of the hat, and this has never ever happened before, because this person finished this game this week.
Ooh!
Wow!
Just shows you, doesn't it? Never too late to enter.
And I updated it just at the beginning of the month there. So this person has won for finishing the game Mafia Definitive Edition. And that is our good friend out in Australia, Mr. Miyagi, 1984. Well done, you.
Nice.
You'll be contact. Is it, I don't know, is it barbecue sausages or something you get, or dinkles?
Snacks.
I don't know, mate. Well done. You have won. I think it's the first time you've ever won this one. So, Mark, I'm sure we'll be in touch and we will sort that out.
I've got the headache now of trying to find codes for Australian currencies now. I'll be in touch with Mr. Miyagi this week.
So you can be a winner as well. All you have to do is make sure you send your tweet off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag #VictoryAchieved. Now, people that finished games this week, John Moyse, he is entered now for the next quarter, and that will be done at the end of the year. It's Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. He give the Pope a good kicking. Hardly Dan, don't know what this is. Kathy. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I got this in a Humble Bundle a while ago. It's like a little... it's a PC game. It's like an animated investigative game. Yeah, it's quite cool.
And, of course, Mr. Miyagi, he finished Mafia Definitive Edition. Would like to play that. Good lad. And now for all those people that finish games and all the people that join in for Victory Achieved, we play the sound of a strange, sad little man.
You all have a Victory's Achieved. Victory's Achieved. You have one. A Victory's Achieved.
Well, damn it. That's it. Almost. Do you know what? For people that hadn't played anything, we've actually managed to have a show.
Yeah, an hour and 20 minutes for no games played.
Please contact the show, email podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us @OC_podcast. Our Facebook is there for you as well. You know, that's all fantastic. You can get in contact with the show. Kim, in a second here, will you have a look and see who's been chatting in the chat? There's been people there I see. And let's get out of here, Pete. Let's tell people they're horrible and go.
Okay, well, please vote for me on Twitter and say that you want to share my underpants. And and
if it helps, Pete, I want to share your underpants. So there you go. I mean, I can't share my own underpants, so, you know.
Well, don't forget... it's, what was it, Pants Smell Me or pantsmell.com or whatever, anyway, whatever. I also want to shout out myself, because I put a little emoji in the chat, like, I don't know who I want to shout out, but I'm going to shout out myself. I've lost half a stone this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm back swimming, stopped drinking lager, just getting back on it, and...
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you just took a really big poo, or, you know.
I took a big poo as well, Kim. Thanks for the reminder. I forgot when I video called you and I did that big poo. that as well. So, on that note, I'll hand you over to Kim, who watched me do a big fat poo.
I did not. Anyway, for our chatters, which I almost had to watch there for a second. Anyway, we've had Scott Stubby, Hardly Dan, Martin, Aiton, Cartier Logic, Commander Root, Lurks, and okay, bear with me on this one. Sopalid is Sind. I hope I didn't just butcher that, but I probably did. Anyway, those are our chatters today. So thanks for jumping in the chat and talking to us and keeping us awake during the podcast. It's very much appreciated. A shout out to you guys. See, what did I tell you on WhatsApp? Doesn't matter if you played the game or not, we'll make a show out of it.
Yep.
And indeed we did.
Yep.
So, you know, thanks for coming, because for a while there I was worried it was just going to be me and Robin. Not that that's a bad thing, but, you know.
It's awkward asking about your pants.
Right? So, anyway, hopefully everybody has a good week this week. We're supposed to have a frost warning tonight, so I'm not looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank God the heat's turned on, so my little toes don't freeze off. Anyway, over to you, Mark.
I want to shout out Amar Parvez. For sorting me out a nice deal on his computer parts, which he's sending this week, so thank you very much. Veteran Gamers Boys for the Among Us playdate tonight, and a special message from Brian.
Who's like you have to hump to get a dry martini around here?
And I'll let you take us out, Robin.
Indeed. Thank you very much, guys. It's been lovely. That has been a good little show tonight. Thank you for the people that are listening. I would like to say to Don, the President of the United States, and his wife and family and all those that are affected by this horrible thing on all parts of the world, on all political persuasions, I hope you get through this because really and truly, I deal in the stock market. I do quite a bit. And when the President got sick, the stock market fell through the floor, big style. Really mega. So, for personal reasons, I'm also a fan. I hope that they get better very, very quickly. Nobody needs that. Liberals are desperately praying for Trump's healing after realizing that Mike is next in line for the presidency. So, everybody, have a great and safe, wonderful week. The Arizona Cardinals are scoring touchdowns. I hope that the score is going very, very well tonight. I will see you all next week. Remember, it's the 600th show, so keep an eye on Twitter, our WhatsApp group, and also on Facebook, and we will hopefully do something a wee bit more fun.
Send an email in. Let us know how long you've been listening, what episode we started on. podcast@ocpod.com.
Absolutely. Yes, do that. Send emails and Twitters about stuff. Whose pants you want. In fact, you might even have the person who votes for the most pants, they may get the pants. Anyway. Bye.
Oh my God, I'm so screwed.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.